what areas were responsible for?
Fraud, misappropriation, falsification, corruption, bribery, embezzlement.
You have a bit of a reputation of solid investigations and solid prosecution.
Yes, you were there. Yes, yes.
I think it's well deserved. And of being straight. I mean, the legendary case of you prosecuting your cousin.
My own cousin.
How did that feel?
And half of my family was not, you know, was not speaking to me in terms as it was before, you know, because they were siding with him, and apart from that, they were seeing a sort of conflict of interest. But I always explained to them that, I mean, for me, anyone who does wrong, be it my brother, be it anyone in the state, should face justice ultimately.
And that was your job. Give us a bit of an idea of some of the high-profile cases you worked on while you were here.
I worked a lot on the case of the EU Commissioner, John Dalli, okay, which started way back in October 2012. That case was actually... I made the prosecution for that case, not the investigation, because the investigation was carried out by a colleague of mine. However, some time later, which, let's say, less than a year later, Mr. Dalli featured again into a Bahamas investigation, which did not go down very well with the EU. It was very slow at the beginning, and then in April 15, there were articles in the newspapers from these alleged victims, US victims. However, this week I read that charges were filed.
Yes, this is what now? So 2 years later?
2 years later. 2 years to the date. 2 years to the date later.
What happened in the meantime, though? Why, if you had done the investigation, you were ready for prosecution, why was it acted upon?
Actually, I finalized the report in November 15, during the Chagin or Valletta summit.
November 15.
Okay. So it was November 15.
2 years ago, literally.
Yes, but then there was a new superintendent appointed to the unit, which was Superintendent Zine Abdullah. Mm. As per procedure, I had to forward the case for him, you know, to just have a review, notwithstanding the fact that he did not lift a finger into the investigation. However, it's customary to send the report to a superior, and then you file charges in court.
So you had it under other high-profile investigations. You were quite advanced in them, and nothing came of them again. What were they?
Here there was the visa investigation. The visa...
This was basically a scam of visas being given illegally.
Yes, correct.
To
Libyan nationals. Yes,
coming correct. Here for medical reasons, allegedly. And in the middle of it was an official that works in the office of the Prime Minister, political official.
Yes, not only him, and also various other high-profile people in Malta, and especially in the government. We received the container, all dumped paper, so we had to sort the mess and then divide accordingly whether the applications were for medical or for business or else for education. However, the investigation yielded to nothing because, you know, my team could not handle all that influx of work.
So in this case, you would say that it's lack of resources that ended up with high-profile people in government, not prosecuted.
Definitely.
For reasonable suspicion of a visa scam, basically.
That's most definite. That's most definite.
All right.
When I was investigating also the oil scandal and police from...
Briefly, the oil scandal. So we're talking about... This is the time of the nationalist government, before 2013.
It was January 2013.
And what happened there?
Well, people were investigated, including ex-chairman of the entity, you know, the consultant, chief head of petrol,
senior officials,
financial controllers, so on and so forth. So
they were prosecuted, weren't they?
They were prosecuted. Some of them are in advanced stage, like the defense stage, following my request to the Swiss authorities via letter regulatory.
So basically we have corruption that you investigated from the time of the nationalist period. And those people have been prosecuted, action is being taken, we're waiting for convictions.
Yes.
Then you had other instances of corruption that happened after the change of government in labor time, one way or another, whether lack of resources, even control, your bosses freeze it, nothing happens. Yes. Does that sum it up?
Basically it is.
It sums it up.
It's, as I told you, I want to go back because I've made nothing wrong. I filed the application to be reinstatement for any particular reason known to the government alone. My application was refused.
Why did you leave in the first place?
Actually, I've asked for a secondment, you know. I had a tough time with that, you know, and basically once Commissioner, the present Commissioner Lawrence Kutayar called me in his office, with whom I have a brilliant relationship. He called me into the office and he said, listen, think it twice, we can't afford to lose an asset like you.
So they thought highly of you, even the present Commissioner?
Yes. I didn't have any problems with that. I said, listen, boss, for me it's time to change. To change because in May, June 2016, I was conducting an investigation. There were government officials, including a particular minister, copied in an email, who was requesting information on a particular case. You know.
So from outside the police, a government minister is asking the police about investigations.
Correct. I did not want to give this information. Then that time Superintendent Abdullah, I came name people because this I have it in writing, no? Told me, please do not create any diplomatic incidents and reply.
By diplomatic, does he mean?
Diplomatic, what's diplomatic for him?
Between the police and the minister, basically?
Maybe yes, maybe he intended that. But, you know, I sent a strong message to him saying that the investigations of the police are not for public scrutiny, you know?
Certainly not the minister's scrutiny.
And from that time onwards, you know, I said, listen, my place is no longer here. At present, I've made some investigations under the FIU, which I am still bound by secrecy, and so I cannot divulge any information on that. The very fact that in these reports there is written, and it is specifically stated that persons within the government have breached the law. I'm telling you, breached. Whether or not now they are guilty or not, that's up to the court to decide. An investigation has to start in order to find the breach. The plausible solution or the plausible, you know, idea behind it is that there is interference. So how come there are reports for serious breaches of the law, in the law, okay, especially with regards to money laundering, which is Chapter 373 in the laws of Malta, and they are not investigated. And then you will be able to say, listen, breaches exist, breaches do not exist, but at least you have to investigate.
We see all of that from the outside. The story that you've told us from the inside is that you know, and you mentioned at least one specific case of ministers looking into and asking policemen what they're doing about an investigation. So you have witnessed from the inside political interference into police work. From the outside, we see what you're saying now, which is that cases that are self-evidently should be investigated, we hear nothing about. Does that sum it up?
Yes. 100%.